Today we're going to pray for the officials of Lucerne Valley and Johnson Valley. So let's learn a little bit about them first. Lucerne Valley is a census-driven place with 7,041 people. Their crime grade is D- overall. A crime occurs every almost 2 days. The property crime C-, other crime D+. Top issues are burglary at 9% and drug vandalism and assault at less than 6%. So not super high issues there in terms of the crime percentage. However, one of the problems with Lucerne Valley is their poverty. It's extremely high. It's, again, in the top 10 that have the worst in our county, and that is at 31%. That's right. So that's very, very high. Some unique things about Lucerne Valley, it's the historical place of what is called the Chimney Rock, which is at the east end of what is called Rabbit Dry Lake. If you know anything about Chimney Rock, there was a massacre there. They don't even know, with all the stories that have been told, nobody will actually state how many Indians, Native American Indians, were actually massacred. And there were a lot of things that came up to it, but it was Serrano, Paiute, and Chemehuevi Indians that we know of that were actually killed and sought after and killed. And a lot of things were going on at that time, and it was in 1867. So a history of that. Johnson Valley, on the other hand, is only got 440 residents, a humble community, quiet rural setting, open spaces, and they even have a little desert garden that has the different flowers from the Mojave Desert. So it is a beautiful little place as well. And there are some unique things about both of them is they are under District 3 Dawn Rose. So we're going to be praying about her staff, because there's actually a staff specific to Lucerne Valley and neighboring areas, so that we'll put Johnson Valley under that. They are also under Lucerne Valley School District that has 4 board member positions open this year for election. And as you know, school districts are super important this year based on the curriculum that they want to push. So if we can get people in there that will listen to the parents and hopefully be Christians, then we can see some great things happen. Some current news in Lucerne Valley. A crash happened in April of this year, but this was the second time in 2 years for that many people. And 3 people were killed, well, 2 girls were killed from the local school. And the year before, a similar thing happened. So it was very devastating for this really small community. So it was a big deal in the paper, and it was near the same intersection. So definitely a place to pray for, and pray that the officials will do something about that location. Also, the Victorville police found a truck thief asleep behind a wheel in Lucerne Valley, and a Big Bear pilot died at his private plane crashed in Lucerne Valley. So some issues there with crashing and death. So we want to definitely be praying about that. So we're going to be listing these names, and then we're going to be using some prayers for government leaders that we found from a website called Prayerist. And we have all of these at your disposal under Pray for the Election, Elected Officials, so that you can use them for your time of praying for officials in your area. And by the way, God wants us to. He commands us to. He says to do that. If you want to have peace in your city, He says to pray for your city and its officials. So the city staff includes Glenn Jacklin, the Division Manager of Operations, Frank Haggard, Recreation Superintendent, Zach Tipton, Park Maintenance, Clipton Tipton, Communications Engineer, and there's a vacancy for a Park Service Employee, so we're going to pray that that gets filled, Brandon Aguilar, Park Maintenance, John Medici, Communication Assistant, and then also Don Rowe, the Supervisor of the County for the entire District 3, but she also oversees the Lucerne Valley section. So Holy God, our Father, we thank you for the many blessings that these communities have. We pray for those who are in the offices that govern this community and the county, and that they make wise and godly decisions which are always in the best interest of the community. We are glad that we have the freedom to speak up and vote for those who oppose our set of values. So even if we don't agree, Even if we differ from these leaders, we pray for them to be blessed by you, O God, and also those who are in law enforcement. Please protect them in their line of duty so that they might protect those of us who have placed our trust in them. God, please bless these men and women in city government, the city council, and all the staff that's under the county supervisor that is over this particular area and community, and all elected officials and appointed ones, and put themselves in, and certainly those who put themselves in harm's way, firefighters, EMS workers, police officers. We are so thankful we have all of these in precious Jesus' name. Jesus, you were born in a little town, like probably not the same size as Lucerne, but a little bit smaller, I think. You grew up under the authority of local leaders and officials who manage the majority of your daily life. We lift up all these local leaders and we pray for them, judges included, county commissioners, all of them, and all the names that we lifted up and said, including the positions that are open for the school board district and all who serve. We pray that you would strengthen them with wisdom and grace for the heavy burdens they carry. May they manage their teams and projects with grace, wisdom, love, truth. Keep their hearts pure and their eyes turned toward your face as they work in the best interests of the people that they are called to serve. And Father God, you are powerful and mighty, full of wisdom and justice. Through you, authority is rightly administered, laws enacted, judgment decreed. We pray that you would assist these people with a spirit of counsel and fortitude. May they always seek the ways of righteousness, justice, and mercy. Grant them to be enabled by your powerful protection to lead these communities with honesty and integrity. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.